This week I am celebrating a simcha. Baruch Hashem, I was able to complete the Masechet Yevamot, and I'm going to make a siyum today with my talmidim, my students from the Yeshivat Hesder Kiryat Gat, and the simcha of completing this particular Masechet of Yevamot, which is extensively long, challenging, and for me it feels truly like a wonderful accomplishment. But it's interesting, in the last two dapim of the Gemara, the Gemara itself is discussing how exactly we can establish whether a person is gone or has left this world and expired, so that we could be matir to permit a woman to remarry. Establishing eidos, a testimony that her husband is no longer alive, for the sake of her ability to establish or reestablish another family, another marriage. And the Gemara brings an interesting story. Tanya Amar Rabban Gamliel, Pam Achat Hayiti Mehalech Besvina. Rabban Gamliel says that once he was traveling in a boat, Veraiti Svina Achat Shenishbera. And he saw another boat which was completely demolished and had sunk in the sea. Seeing its remains, Rabbi Gamliel testifies, "Hayiti mitzta'er al tamid chacham sheba." I was very upset, says Rabbi Gamliel, because undoubtedly, perhaps there were tamid chachamim, outstanding scholars, in this boat, and therefore it's upsetting to Rabbi Gamliel, having witnessed the loss of these tamid chachamim. Umanu, Rabbi Akiva, who was in this boat? It was Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Gamliel was obviously very disturbed, assuming that Rabbi Akiva was no longer in this world as a result of this accident, the boat on the sea. Ukeshaliti beyabasha. However, Rabbi Gamliel continues and says that when he arrived safely to the port, ba v'yashav v'dan lifanai b'halacha. He was able to see, he walked up and he witnessed Rabbi Akiva himself sitting there and giving over halacha, giving over a shiur, learning Torah, teaching Torah. Amarti lo, Rabbi Gamliel excitedly approached Rabbi Akiva and he asked him, Bini, mi elcha? Who brought you out of the water? How were you saved? How were you spared? Amar li, Rabbi Akiva explained to Rabbi Gamliel, Daf shel svina nizdamein li, there was a rafter or a piece of wood from the boat itself. After the boat was demolished, I grabbed onto a piece of wood. V'chol gal v'gal sheba alai na'anati lo roshi. And every single wave that came along, I was able to hold my head back, stick to the log, and slowly but surely the water drew me nearer to the Chofayam, to the shore. And therefore Rabbi Akiva explained that he was saved. I believe that there's a certain amount of symbolic learning that we can all benefit from based on this story. And perhaps there are two things that struck me the first time that I read this story in the Gemara. The first is that here is Rabbi Akiva. He had just experienced obviously a traumatic event, an event which clearly his life perhaps rushed or flashed right in front of his eyes. And the first reaction that he has when he reaches shore is that he continues to learn Torah. Nay, he continues to teach Torah. This is Rabbi Akiva. He is completely enthralled with conviction. He knows where he has to go. He knows what his function is. And the first reaction he has in his statement of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having saved him miraculously from what would have appeared to be his demise is the very fact that he learns Torah, teaches Torah, he returns back to where he belongs, to his life mission. And Rabban Gamliel himself is obviously very impressed with this. But I think also perhaps there's a certain amount of symbolism in Rabbi Akiva's explanation as to how exactly he was saved. Rabbi Akiva says that he grabbed onto a piece of wood, what we would call eitz, a piece of wood which was made or manufactured obviously from a tree. And he held his head up high, he laid back, and he allowed the waves to move him in the direction of the shore. Perhaps the Gemara wants us to appreciate, or perhaps Rabbi Akiva was sending a message to Rabbi Gamliel. A Talmid Chacham, a person who is immersed in Torah, a person who has direction in life, and a person who understands what his purpose and meaning is in the lifetime provided for him, always knows the direction in which he is meant to travel. He allows the waves to take him, to move him in a positive direction. And ultimately, someone who understands, who has a kivun, who has a path to follow, ultimately arrives at the shore, will save himself. That is the key to salvation. To have a direction, to understand one's purpose, and to completely appreciate that there is meaning and goal-orient in terms of where a person wants to arrive. What greater way to search for direction, to understand and to appreciate that conviction than with the way of Torah? In fact, perhaps it was not by chance that Rabbi Akiva grabs on to this piece of wood, the wood which is made from eitz chayim hi lamachazikim ba, the wood that remains the source of life for those who cling and those who are strengthened by that very source. And I think that this very much connects to this week's parsha as well. Yaakov Avinu is forced and confronted with the decision that he has to make, by which he is forced to flee from his father's home. Obviously a very painful decision that he had to make, but nonetheless, he's forced to do so because his treacherous and murderous brother Esav threatens his life. But even as Yaakov flees for his life, even as Yaakov realizes that his very existence hangs in front of him, there is direction. He knows that he has to move forward. He knows that he somehow has to progress towards the goal of building a nation. Vayetze Yaakov vayelech charana. The Torah attests to the fact that Yaakov is vayetze. He is actively involved in leaving. He knows that that's what he has to do. But he not only leaves the place, but he is vayelech charana. He is involved as well in halicha. He grabs on to the piece of wood and allows the waves to move him in positive direction. The beautiful insight that the Meshech Chochma of Meir Simcha Medvinsk offers us in Perek Chef Chet Pasuk Yud, the opening pasuk of the parsha tells us, "Vayetze Yaakov vayelech charana," says the Meshech Chochma, "Perush Shehaya Ger." Yaakov at this point is going charana. Charana literally means in the way or towards Haran, but he does not have an absolute destination. He does not know exactly where he's supposed to go. He knows that he's headed towards Haran, but where in Haran? An address he doesn't necessarily have. He certainly does not have a zip code with which to enter into his GPS system. V'lohayo lo shuma bata pratit tachlitit. He didn't have a specified plan in terms of where he's supposed to go. Rak lelech charana, but only to go towards Charan, the mishpachat aviv v'achimo, asher hema ya'azru v'yasedu. He knows that he's supposed to head towards a particular family who are supposed to help him, who are supposed to feed him, aval. But what happens after his dream? in his encounter with the Malachim and Keviyachol with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishiftichu Hashem Yitbarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then confronts Yaakov and makes a promise. Ushmarticha bechol asher teilech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, undoubtedly I will protect you. I am with you in every step of the way, in every challenge that you confront. Shuv lo hishkif al charan beprat. Interestingly enough, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes this promise to Yaakov, Yaakov no longer sees charan as something in the clouds, as something which is difficult to understand, as a destination which is unclear. No. Now it says in Perek Chavtet, Pasuk Aleph, Vayelech Arza Bnei Kedem, Shehalach Lechol Makom Shiyazmin Lefanav, Hakol Behashkafa Chada. Now Yaakov has a precise destination. He has a specific location that he knows he has to reach. Why? Because now he is equipped with the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he has the purpose, a goal behind him. Now he has a specific reason to live. Hakol b'hashkafa chada. It all comes down to one perspective, a gestalt, a philosophy with which Yaakov is equipped and with which he hopes to be able to feed and to nurture the world with. Ki b'chol makom yishmereyu Hashem ve'elokim yiyeh imado. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he will watch over Yaakov, and therefore Yaakov is infused with energy, with direction, with specifics that are based on a philosophy, a direction, a goal orient, and therefore, indeed, he is able to equip himself with conviction. Now that Hashem made the promise, indeed the Torah confirms, Arza b'nei kedem, he knows precisely where he's supposed to go. When we as the Jewish people lose sight of our direction, then it's very difficult for us to remain goal-oriented and certainly to instill conviction. This past week, unfortunately, Nebuch, we saw the terrible effects once again of terrorism, terrorist attack in India, and once again the Jewish world, the Jewish community was shaken at its very essence and foundation. But interestingly enough, the Chabad rabbi, the young Rabbi Gavriel Hatzberg, who was lost together with his wife and other Jewish people, there is no doubt that when it comes to Chabad, I find a very interesting phenomenon. I myself am a religious Zionist. I teach in religious Zionist institutions. Religious Zionism is a philosophy that Chabad certainly does not subscribe to and does not necessarily recognize as a legitimate one. But nonetheless, I speak for many Chabads throughout the world, and I find that the reaction when I call the Beit Chabad, when I call a Chabad house and offer my services to give a lecture on Judaism, on Jewish identity, on Jewish education, and on Eretz Yisrael, most of the time, they are eager and they welcome the opportunity with earnestness and open arms. They are interested in having me come and speak to their tzibur. I, philosophically, I don't necessarily stand hand in hand, and we don't necessarily identify on the same plane. That is irrelevant to them. To them, the direction or anything which will infuse greater purpose, greater identity, greater appreciation for what it means to be a Jew, that is what they are interested in. They are interested in grabbing the plank, grabbing the wood, and perhaps the direction is washing them in all different ways. When the Rebbe would tell a Chabad Shaliach to go to a particular destination way out in Timbuktu, or even in Mumbai, India, the Chabad Shliach goes. Why? Because he is instilled with conviction. He knows, Ushmarticha bechol asher teilech. Vayetze Yaakov. He goes out. Vayelech harana. He is going with conviction. He has a specific destination, goals that he wants to attain and reach. And therefore the Chabad Shlichim classically welcome programs, infuse and incorporate programs into their entire gestalt for the sake of preserving Yiddishkeit, for the sake of introducing more Jewish identity to the many Jews who are out there who do not necessarily appreciate who they are and what it's all about. When a Jew understands that Vayetze Yaakov, that we have to always be moving in a direction in order to arrive at the Chof Hayam, at the port, at the harbor, at the sea, at the end of the sea, because we all want to arrive at that destination, the destination that has and instills inside of it promise, a future, a Jewish nation, a Jewish land. When a Jew understands this, then indeed he is able to reach the ultimate promise of Ushmarticha bechol asher teilech. Regardless of where we find ourselves, we are all focused on the same goal. Arza b'nei kedem, to arrive at the specific destination. When we preserve this type of approach, that all of us in Judaism, regardless of our different hashkafot, our different philosophies, our different understandings and interpretations, both in halacha as well as in philosophical discourse with regards to our relationship to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when we recognize that all of us are commonly bound by Eitzchayim Hila Machazikim Ba, by the one mantra of supporting HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah, of learning towards the goal of achieving a greater relationship with Hashem, that is the greatest way for us to preserve the memory of those who were tragically killed in cold-blooded murder by the Adayim Yedei Esav, terrorists who represent the hands of Esav. Our response is that we remain Hakol Kol Yaakov, the voice, the sound of Jacob our forefather, the sound that resounds with Torah, that demonstrates our allegiance to what the Jews have always represented. And when we're able to preserve that philosophy, that understanding, and when we remain in that direction with conviction, that is the greatest way for us to preserve the memories of those who indeed understood what it means, Vayetze Yaakov, Vayelech Harana. Yehi Zichram Baruch, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless Am Yisrael only with smachot, and may as a result of our participation in preserving the philosophy and the halacha of Torah, may we all be zoche to only witness happy and joyous occasions and to appreciate the great missions that those who have sacrificed themselves in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu have fulfilled. And in Mirtz Hashem, as a result of those efforts, we should be zoche lirot banim uvnei banim, oskim batorah b'mitzvot al Yisrael. Shalom.